Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering. Shut up.
The bigger duet. Oh, Jazzy.
No, it wasn't. Oh, shit. Play this fuck up. Oh, there we go. What up, people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off-ramp August 11th.
Can you tell with that face?
No one knows what you're talking about, DJ. So sorry. It's only me and you in the room. Again, this is what I gotta do. Welcome to the off-ramp. I'm your host, Beach Bum Gun. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, good health. August 11th, 2022, 9 p.m. Eastern, where you can always find us on the off-ramp. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. See what's popping in these streets. See what's happening in your hood, my hood, and all the hoods all over. Feel free to call in, 929-477-3975. You can catch us on all the socials. You can look up the off-ramp show, the off-ramp show. With a D. Hit us up on the Twitters and the MySpaces and the Black Reddits. I miss that era, man. I wish I could have got on the internet back then, you know. That's why, look, I'm telling our son, don't you get a girlfriend until you're 30, yo. You're just going to miss out on too much fun stuff. So, yeah, welcome to the off-ramp, man. We discuss all types of different topics, man. We got a smorgasbord of topics. We were gone for a week, and then we missed the show, and then we came back. We had a lively discussion last week. I got attacked. I was attacked personally. Everybody criticized me for just telling adults to accept responsibility for their actions. But hopefully this week we'll have a better conversation. I won't get attacked. But even if I do, I don't mind, because this is a safe space. We hide the names and faces of the innocent. So that no one gets fired from their job. You can probably find me, since my name's on most of the stuff. But, you know, I stand by what I say. Most of my stuff is jokes. Please don't take it seriously. But if you have a problem with anything I say, you're more than welcome to hit me up and we can have that discussion. But I don't think I see anything to get me fired. And being black, you know, it's tough. I can scream racism. I'm quick. I just got a new white boss. Woo, let her fire me. I'm definitely telling them they called me a nigga. I'm saving it. I'm sorry, white folks. And I got great white friends. I got white friends that I consider family. They try to take my living away, y'all. I'm lying on y'all, y'all. I'm pulling my race car. I'm saving it just in case I need it. So, again, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. And we'll get right to it. We got DJ C. Siren in the building. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
Off-ramp.
And you fucked up the intro?
No, I didn't. You did by yelling my name. That's on you.
Why do you get so offended over stuff?
That is how I debate.
I don't know how we ended up together.
Good evening, everyone.
That's why opposites attract. How come no one had a problem with Paula Abdul trying to fuck a cartoon? How come no one had a problem with the cartoon trying to fuck Paula Abdul?
Because we all seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but we're okay with it.
Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, same old, same old. Blessed and highly favored. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on. You should have got attacked last week. And if you want that BS again, you should get attacked this week. It wasn't just accept responsibility. You was bullshitting.
Nonviolent, nonviolent, man. Y'all, you can't be wishing these type of things on me, man. We go way back to, like, 1987, you know. you shouldn't be wishing those type of things on. I guess it was a little bit later than 87. That's probably what I came to Pensauk in the fifth grade. So how old was I? How old are you in fifth grade? 10? So about 1990, 1991. I guess I'm giving too much information out on the internet. Now they're gonna call. Now they're gonna hack my phone and steal my identity. But Blur, you doing all right, man? Last we talked to you, St. Louis was being flooded, and people were walking down the streets with AK-47s. Everything going all right out there with you?
No floods. The AKs is always popping. That ain't nothing new. I'm good, man. You know, I might be ending my relationship, man. It might be time to end this relationship and look for a new one.
Oh, not with my weed dealer or my weed smoker.
Yeah, man, she told me the other day, cause she's a drinker, too. And you know what they say, drunk heart, sober tongue, whatever they say. However the saying goes, she called me selfish the other day and said, I don't bring nothing to the relationship but dick, Disney Plus, and Netflix.
Wow. Dick, Disney Plus, and Netflix. That's all you bring to the relationship? Is it true?
I wanted to be mad, but it was so funny. I couldn't help but laugh.
I mean, does she have a point?
You know what? I ain't even on front. I don't know, man. I thought, yo, am I selfish? I didn't think so, but I don't know. If somebody called you selfish, you got to do some self-reflecting. I mean, she want to get married, so I think the fact that we're not married, I mean, anything else other than that is selfish, so I don't know.
Is that why she called you selfish? Because she wants to be married? Or did she call you selfish because you ate her, like, chicken burger in the middle of the night and didn't tell her?
Nah, it's definitely nothing like that. I don't know. It's weird, man. My girl is weird, man. If she's not married, then there's something wrong. So, and that's kind of where we at in our relationship.
I mean, you're definitely selfish, though.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, that got me thinking. I'm like, maybe I am, and I just didn't realize it. But I came to the conclusion today, ain't nothing wrong with being a little bit selfish. I think everybody should be a little bit selfish. You got to think about yourself sometimes. And I never really thought me myself being that type of person, but maybe I am.
See, it's funny because DJ C. Siren is selfish. I swear all the people I love the most are selfish, and I think it's because I'm not selfish at all. I remember when me and DJ C. Siren first dated, she don't even remember. And we were talking about why I broke up with my ex-girlfriend. I was like, well, yeah, she was just too selfish. And DJ C. Siren, out her mouth, was like, there's nothing wrong with being a little selfish. And I said, oh, we ain't going to make it. I said, I can't do these spoiled, selfish women again. And I did it again. And this one trapped me. It's a damn shame. DJ, you don't think you're selfish?
Nope.
Like, why is selfish a negative connotation and not just a personality trait? I wish I could be more selfish.
Well, because that's a trigger. I mean, it's a word.
It's a trigger word.
It's a negative connotation. Now,
why?
If you can find a word that's... because
where are you going? Sit your ass down and talk. You better go make a drink. Oh, I support that. But finish that before I bring my brother from Buffalo.
I mean,
finish telling me why you think, because you are selfish.
No,
but that doesn't mean, yes, you are. But that doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. And I'm telling you this as the person who pledged my life to loving you and marrying.
I mean,
right?
I don't, but you have to explain what that means.
Think of yourself more than you think of others.
I don't think so.
You don't think you do that, or you don't think that's the...
Well, that's not the case. I think about other people.
No, I didn't say ever. I said more. So, like, even if you're 51% more of yourself and 49% others, in my mind, I don't know the exact definition. I'm just telling you what I think in my brain. I think that's selfish. But I also don't think, because I've been with so many selfish women, I don't think just because you're selfish makes you a bad person. I honestly think it's just a personality trait. I think some people are just born, whatever happened, like maybe because of you and your brother's dynamic with the age difference and where y'all lived at, you had to fend for yourself more. So it was just naturally that's how you had to think for yourself. And especially being out in the country where, you know, it's not like where me and Blur grew up, where me and Blur grew up in each other's backyards. Like, you know, if I saw movement in a house, I'm hopping the fence, yo, what's up?
I guess I just need more of a concrete explanation versus how I would do something versus you wouldn't do in terms
of... Me personally?
Yeah.
Just in life?
Since you're not selfish, and I am, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I don't mean that in a negative. I don't want you to get offended.
But what is the situation that makes that true?
Well, we'll have that discussion. Don't make yourself a drink. So I don't want to make this personal.
I just don't know. I'll
think of a good example that you're going to say you don't agree with. Right. But at least go make yourself a drink.
I feel like
feel my yak.
I don't call it selfish, but I do not. I'm just taught that I do not. I'm not self-sacrificing. I don't know if you're saying
that's cool.
Selfish.
Yeah, that's selfish because I am self-sacrificing.
To certain people, depending.
I'm self-sacrificing to everybody. That's why you hate it. That's why you hate it so much. Because
right.
I was self-sacrificing
because
to everybody.
Before you think about me.
Oh, yeah, I never think about you. The woman I married, the reason why I'm miserable every day I wake up, I never self-sacrifice for you.
Well, I'm just saying, sometimes others take precedence over because...
Because you get it all the time.
Because...
See? Selfish.
Because
other people get it, you get upset.
No, it's because of another positive point of me, because I am not.
Let's see, you sacrifice me all the time. Well, not all the time. You don't really ask me. You don't really ask me for much. I don't want to make this person yourself. But, yeah, DJ C-Sire and Blur are both selfish. And I'm surprised Blur's selfish. Because, well, Blur had to be selfish. She got, like, 10 brothers and sisters. Hey.
Yeah, I don't think I'm selfish. I don't think I'm selfish at all, but I was trying to think about it. I guess you can be selfish in aspects of certain things. But I'll give you, like, DJ Desai was asking for an example. Because I think my girl is selfish, but only in certain ways. Like, our place, like, where she has that street parking, so you have to park on the street. And anybody who's at parking on the street, though, you want to park in front of your house. Well, your house is right next to another house. She had, like, the parking space in between the two driveways can easily fit two cars. It might be tight, but it could fit two cars. She'll park right in the middle every single time. Every single time, like, it'll pull up. So your neighbor, who's real cool with, who sells her weed a lot of time, like that's what we do most of the time, like just pull up so he can park his car right there too. So he ain't got to park all the way down the block and walk to his house. Something, I'm parked where I want to park. I'm like, just pull up. And when I park, I always pull up so someone can park behind me and we can fit two cars there. I think that's an example of somebody not being selfish, me, and somebody who is being selfish. It's things like that. But I don't know. Obviously, she don't see it that way, but that's only one aspect. I think the way she was saying it is considering other people's feelings, I guess, more in a personal level. Because I think I'll do anything for anybody. I mean, without a problem, like, yeah, I'll sacrifice my own time, happiness, well-being to help somebody out. So I don't see myself as being selfish, but that's just me.
You know, that's true. I might have to take that back because you are one of the few people I know that, you know, if somebody needs something, you know, you'll do whatever you can to help them out. I will say that about you. You've always been like that. I guess in my mind, like, thinking about you and the selfish, and again, we haven't, like, really been, like, around each other since we were in high school because we both went away for college and lived our lives and all that stuff. I guess I'm just thinking more of, like, even when you were in high school, you didn't care where anybody else went to school. You didn't care about being around us, you know, staying close with your homies and your friends from high school. You was going to go where you wanted to go because that's what you wanted to do. Didn't care what nobody else thought. You're right. I don't know if that really meets I might be wrong, and that doesn't meet the definition of selfish. So I might have to change my thought on that. Because, again, I'm talking out. I don't really know. So I'm not saying. But, again, I don't see selfishness as a negative thing. But let me bring my man in. I got my man. You heard of West Side Gun, but I got my man East Side Gun in the building. East Side of Buffalo. What's happening, my brother? How you holding up?
What up, what up? I'm holding up. Just chiming in so I kind of miss what was going on.
All right, cool, cool. As you always know, you know, feel free to jump in. If you want to have a discussion, if you just want to sit and listen, you know, feel free to put yourself on mute. But what you think, man? You think, let me ask yourself, do you think you're selfish, Eastside Gun? I want to do some self-reflection, because I'll answer myself next.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't know why, but I don't think so. You might ask somebody else, they might have a different opinion.
I was going to say, does sis just laugh in the background?
Yeah, I don't know what she's laughing at. I think she's laughing at TV.
Oh, I thought she was laughing at you saying that she wasn't. I was going to say, that's messed up. Don't start no fighting.
Nah.
But yeah, man, I mean, and like I said, I don't look at, you know, words as, you know, negative or positive connotations. I think they're just ways to describe things. I think feelings and emotions make you upset. I wouldn't say I'm selfish, but I also think that I think I could be dismissive, but I don't know if that's selfish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, I have a problem with people expressing emotions too much because I just think that, you know, like sometimes you just got to, like, chalk it up. I'm a big chalk it up person. But then I've been told I was selfish. I've been told by every single girlfriend I've ever dated except for, I don't know, DJ C. Simon might think I'm selfish. But every girl that's ever left me has told me I was selfish. And I don't understand how because I feel like I'd be doing too much with these hoes, man. So I don't know how I can be selfish because I feel like they always drive. Would you say DJ C. Simon? So I don't know why I'm considered selfish, but, you know, I guess we'd have to ask somebody that DJ C. Simon is going to have to answer that question when she gets back. But I also don't think that, again, just to reiterate, I don't think being selfish is bad unless it's at the detriment of other people. Because like, even friends that I think are selfish, this is my personal opinion, like, I don't think anything's wrong with them. They're still my boys. I mean, I just know that sometimes, you know, they're going to do them. They're going to think about themselves. They ain't going to worry about anything I got going on. But I also come from the experience of, you know, you should get it by yourself. Like, if you broke, then you broke. If you got money, if you want to buy drinks for other people, then do it. If you don't, then that's your right. Like, no one has to give you anything. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I think selfishness is a touchy conversation because I know people get upset about stuff. I got my big cousin. Big cousin's happy. You got to watch the background noise. I'm going to drop a kitchen plate. Oh, no. I'll shoot him a text. I don't think he heard me. Cuz. I don't know. I'll get back to him. But, yeah, man. I don't know how we got on the tangent about being selfish. But y'all got anything else on that? Y'all want to jump in on anything? No? All
right. I will say this in closing. I will say this. There might be a fine line between being selfish and putting yourself first. I think, and it probably could go back and forth. Sometimes putting yourself first is just putting yourself first. And sometimes putting yourself first could be a selfish thing. It's, you know what I mean? I think it depends on situationally and how often, I guess.
But even in that sense, we all have our own lives. We all live once. Why shouldn't – the only time you should consider not putting yourself first is if you decide to get married and have a family. Because then you should really think about other people because you decided to have a legal binding contract that affects other people. Other than that, like even you and your position, even with you and your girl, I mean, I don't know the specifics, but you know, you're an adult. Grown-ass man by yourself. Like, there's nothing wrong with you thinking about yourself. Like, you have no other responsibilities except for your son. So if you want to think about your son first, cool. but everybody after that, like, you don't have to think about anybody else. Should people – okay, let me ask you this. And, again, this is too personal. Feel free not to answer it. Should your girl expect anything out of you just because y'all in a relationship?
I mean, when you're in a relationship with somebody, I think there's some type of expectations. I guess it depends on what. What do you expect from somebody in a relationship? But that all comes with communication, though. Like, each relationship is going to be different as far as expectations and, like, how each other behave in a relationship.
Yeah, I guess that's part of being in a relationship, because I know I got with my wife, because I was like, yo, we both, because when I started dating DJ C. Siren, like, we were 30, and I was like, oh, cool, she got her own established life, I got my own established life, we can just get together and get along. And then we got married, and she started expecting things from me, and it's been downhill since. But what can you do? All right, so we done with that. Eastside Gun, you got anything left on that before we move on?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Blur, what you want to talk about tonight? Anything in particular?
Yeah, I did want to give you all a quick update. I'm sad to see that MX is not here, because when I brought up the thing with the Asians versus Harvard last time a couple weeks ago, quick update, that case is now going to the Supreme Court. It's going to be held in front of the Supreme Court for oral arguments, not this month, so next month, September, I think. And it's not just the Asians versus Harvard. They added three other schools to the lawsuit. It's University of Texas, University of Miami, and University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. So those are all three separate lawsuits that are all going to be, whatever the Supreme Court decides on this one, is going to decide those other three as well, so. Been going on for a long time, and it's finally in front of the Supreme Court. It's going to be a big decision, but we'll see.
Yeah. Man, Texas don't want Asians in their school either. I'm surprised Texans want to go to Asians. I mean, Asians want to go to Texas.
That's, I mean, UT is a big school in the South. That's a pretty big school down South, man, especially that part of the South. I think UT might be more prestigious than LSU. I'm trying to think what other schools, like the South like that, like not kind of like North Carolina and Florida, but like the actual South. I think UT might be the most prestigious school in the South.
I'm just not putting Harvard and Texas in the same sentence.
Well, no, absolutely not. I mean, Harvard is Ivy League, and it's probably the top of the Ivy League. So, yeah, they probably don't go together. But any school, I guess, that's a – making decisions based off of race, which ultimately is the bottom line for the case, is can race be used in any capacity in making admissions decisions?
Mm. All right, well, keep us updated. I know it's big on your thing. But, I mean, I'll tell you what. Man, we'd be getting in a side conversation. So – where my son plays basketball at, they have a whole Filipino league. And you can only join the league if you have a certain amount of Filipino in you. And I thought about it, like, yo, if they had just a white-only basketball league, people would be enraged. If they had a black-only basketball league, I don't think people would be enraged. I think they would just think that they can't get any good white kids in there. But, like, is that right to have just a Filipino basketball league?
Oh, man, you're asking the wrong one, because I support it. Like, hey, if that's what you want, that's what you want. Just don't expect people, as long as you're looking for support for someone else, then go ahead. Unless someone's going to come and challenge it, be like, hey, I want to join your league. They'll be like, no. Then it might, I don't know, like we were talking about last week, deal with the consequences that come with your actions. So, if you want to exclude people because they're not Filipino, then I think you have to deal with those consequences. And if you're willing to face those consequences, then, I mean, all power to you.
Sounds like you're just accepting responsibility for yourself, which I like and I support. So, all right. That's that one. Eastside Gun, anything in particular you want to talk about tonight? before we get into my other topics?
Nah, I'm just catching up on what's going on. That's just how I kept up once in a while with what's going on in the world.
All right, no problem. Well, feel free to jump in whenever you want. Hey, DJ cool. C. Siren told me today, she said, yeah, I toasted some toast for her son. And I said to myself, what the hell does that mean? Well, she just walked away from me. So my question.
Say that again.
Yeah, just a quick topic. Can you toast toast?
Say that again.
I think it's a, come on, DJ Cesar, what you got? DJ Cesar, you go first. I know you're doing stuff around the house as you talk, but.
I mean, I just said it, but you wanted to try and make fun of what I said, so I stick by it. Yeah, you can toast some toast.
Don't be emotional.
I'm sorry. I am what I am.
I know you ain't pregnant, you know. Don't be getting emotional. You about to have your, no, you ready? But, yeah, I mean, it's, I guess that's, I mean, I think that, like, when you first said it, it caught me off guard. And I was just like, you know, man, can you toast toast? So I just want to ask a simple question. DJ Cesar, can you toast toast?
I have to say yes.
You have, you don't have to say yes.
Yes, I can. I'm not changing what I said.
Blur, can you toast toast?
I think I'm going to go with yes, because I'm sitting here thinking about it. Is toast the final product, or toast is the action that you do to bread? Now, if you put other things in it, then you're toasting that. So if you already have bread that's been through the toaster once, then you have toast, and you put it in the toaster again, then you're toasting toast.
But at that point, you just burn it, right? Because it's already toasted.
Well, I mean, it may not get the burnt level, but, I mean, maybe you want it darker or just more crunchy, more toastier, if you will. I mean, because you could toast a bagel. So.
Oh, my bad, Blair. I thought you was done. What was you going to say, Eastside Gun?
Nah, I guess you can, because you can use it, like, if it's, like, say if you toasted a piece of toast. And you leave it out, and it's cold, and you put it back in the toaster and heat it up to put some butter on it so the butter will melt. I guess you can.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I feel like you can only toast bread. I don't think you can really toast anything else. Hey, I got Glendon. You can toast the bagel. That's still bread. I got Glendon Old School in the building. Glendon Old School, how y'all doing tonight? Good hearing y'all.
We're all right. Yes,
hey, can you
yes.
Toast?
What's up?
No.
You can't toast.
You toast bread. You don't toast toast. If you toast toast, then what? You've got something that's hard. You got a hockey puck.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, but I can't argue with my wife. She says she toasted some toast for my son. I guess I just got to let it go.
And you're right. You're exactly right. Yep.
All right.
In your shoes, yeah, you can toast toast. But no, you can't.
Wait, hold on. So it's both ways?
No. In his shoes, yes, he can toast toast. But no, you can't. He's got to live under that roof. Where you can toast toast.
That's a double shot. See, that's a double standard that I'm talking about, why men don't get a fair shake in today's world. It's just messed up how the men get treated.
I'm sorry.
All right. Let's go on. All right, so what we got? What we got this week? What do I want to start with? Let's start with something. Oh, Trump House in Mar-a-Lago got raided. Old School, is that a big deal or not?
Man, it was surprising that the FBI was, like, on point to go get after some documents that were not accounted for. It was kind of surprising that this happened to me.
Okay. Glenda, you think it's a big deal?
I think the FBI was only allowed to get what they were allowed to get. There's still some shit that they didn't get, and they probably won't. Trump's not stupid. I wish he was. But no.
Okay.
It took too long. It took too long for them to go in and do this. He has had plenty enough time to get out whatever it was he didn't want to get found.
Okay. Okay. Blair, you think it's a big deal?
I think it is a big deal. This never happened before. A former president, house getting raided? Like, this is, like, not every time it's a first, but something like this is a first of this magnitude. It's just like, yeah, this shouldn't be happening here in the U.S. Like, not that it should be happening anywhere, but come on, man, you're a president. Like, there's no situation where it should get that far. That's the thing I think most people don't realize. Like, it had to get to this point where the FBI had to go in. Because even if he did just take something, if anybody just took something, it would be worked out. Like, yo, we need that back. You're not allowed to take that. I'm sure if Bill Clinton took something, he's like, oh, okay, I'll send it over. If Barack had took something, all right, I'll send it back. It had to get to this point where they had to go in and raid. Like, I feel like that is a big deal.
It is a big deal, and I hope that there's enough of it that's going on where he will not be allowed to put his name on a ballot. And maybe that's what this is all about. I mean, they know what – this man is crazy. He is a freaking lunatic. And why he was allowed or has been allowed to get away with so much shit, it's like who all does he have in his back pocket? There's just something going on. But, yeah, I'm glad the FBI went in. And I just hope that they have enough kahunas that they will bring him down.
Okay. East Side Gun, what you think? You think it's a big deal?
I think the media making it more a big deal than it really is. But I think it somewhat is a big deal. Like Trump, believe it or not, I mean, of course he was president, but he's been raided before, you know, like when it comes to like Trump Towers and all these different places that he owns, he's been audited and raided before to, you know, for his private information to be looked at. It's just a different circumstance because he was president at this point. But hopefully they'll, this isn't like a media fluff, and they don't get anything out of it that is, you know, incriminating or whatever. Hopefully they don't blow it over.
Okay.
But
look, this is one of the things, and I hate to be that dude, and I don't know if it's the genius of Trump or the ignorance of Trump. I think there's a good chance that he didn't feel like he was going to lose that election. He didn't believe it, right? One of those people who,
right,
like, y'all going to have to kick me out, right? So then when they went to kick him out, he just started grabbing a bunch of boxes. And then somebody probably sent him a letter like, hey, you took some stuff that you wasn't supposed to take. And I don't think Trump reads. I think there was a whole thing in the beginning. Yeah, I think it was a whole report where he wasn't even reading the daily, like, world reports. And I'm pretty sure they sent him a letter, and I'm pretty sure he didn't even, like, he saw, oh, White House, I don't need this shit anymore, and just, like, had somebody put it in the shredder. Like, I'm pretty sure that whatever documents they came in or take, he hasn't looked at them since he carried the box out from when he moved out. I firmly believe, and I could be wrong, Trump could be a lot smarter than I think. This could be an all act. He might know how to play people. But I also believe there's some ignorant people out there, and he probably just grabbed the box and didn't get the memo. And then they showed up to his house, and he was just like, why are y'all here? Because we all got boxes that we haven't opened in like 10 years, right, that got papers in it that we say we're going to save, that's important documents. Or am I the only one? I don't know if it's the accountant in me. But I got boxes of paperwork that I think is important that I haven't opened in 5, 10 years. So I don't know if he has anything that's going to get him in jail, keep him off the ballot. Like Glenda said, I think it's one of those things where the FBI went in there and just get whatever they needed back. Because, look, and there's a lot of things. I worked for BlackRock. When I worked for them, it was called Z Corporation. And I got hit with a confidentiality agreement. There was a lot of top-secret stuff going on there. And, look, I got fired because I wouldn't sleep with a woman with a mustache. So I firmly believe if they got a problem, they can come holler at me for letting any secrets go. But I've had, like, top-secret documents on that. Yeah, she was a woman. But she had a mustache. She was
don't blame this on the
LG. Yeah, she had a mustache. She wasn't a man. She was a woman. She's a horrible looking woman. And that's not the reason why I wouldn't sleep with her. I mean, I wouldn't sleep with her because I was in love at the time. she didn't catch that at the time when she, before she walked out. But, you know, this could be a thing of just ignorance, and the FBI goes in there and finds whatever documents they need to take and take it back. But what I was saying, when I worked for Blackwater, like, they classified documents as, you know, secret and confidential, and it wasn't really nothing. It was, like, receipts on airplane parts. And I was like, why is this confidential? But they just classified that stuff just in case. So he could have some real shit. He could have nothing. But... Oh, DJ Cesar, you want to say
I'm
something?
I'm
about
company
will sue. That's why.
Shoot, dude, the piece might have been something. They didn't want to cover the piece. They didn't want that to be in public. No, I know what the public don't want to see with them. That's because they were selling. Fuck them. They were selling guns to the enemy. Now, I don't know if the U.S. government was okay with it because they paid the taxes. But, like, there was a loophole. So we were selling, they going to come and get me. We were selling, your son needs a father. We were selling Apache helicopters to India, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, and like, and I was an accountant. So like, I was like just accounting for like all these parts. And it was actual airplanes too. It wasn't just like helicopters. But the deal was, and I was like, yo, this can't be legal. Like, I'm sitting there, a kid from Jersey, you know, went to college, became an accountant. I'm sitting here in this facility like, yo, like, I've seen friends go to jail over little weed charges. And I'm sitting here looking at this paperwork like, somebody has to know this is going on, right? Like, this can't be allowed. But what the loophole is, and this is when I started to realize there's a whole lot of smart people in this world, the loophole was for an American company, you can't sell an American-made, what did they call it? It wasn't a fighter craft. It was something, but basically an aircraft with weapons as whole. You can bring them in, teach them how to use it, but you can sell individual parts. And as long as they can put it together themselves, then legally you're okay to do it. And I was like, yo, they getting over. And these shits wasn't cheap. But, yeah, I don't think they're a company now. But it was great to shoot guns on, like, my lunch break. It was a low-key good job. And so the big lady with a mustache wanted me to poke her, and I wouldn't do it. Because it was all military. She was like, I'm your higher ranking officer. I was like, baby, I'm from Jersey. I ain't never been in the military. I don't give a shit with you, right? Like, look, and that goes for everybody. I keep telling people, like, it wasn't until I moved to Virginia that I realized how serious military folks are. Like, people take these little medallions they got on their shirts really, really serious. Like, somebody was like, yeah, I'm a second master general. And I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, are you a good person or not? But if you're in the military, it means something. And it means something there, but I wasn't from the military, from Jersey. So that was my little segue. And so New York, you in the building. You care about Trump getting radio? That's your folks. That's your New York folks.
Nah, yo. I don't care about none of that. Y'all know what I mean? If your nose ain't clean, everything that comes to you, God comes to you one way or another. You are. That's his fault.
Okay. All right. Anybody got anything left on Trump? We done with it? Or my random story about working for a government secret agency?
I will say this. Every time Trump is brought up, and I think this is part of, I wish that the media would stop covering some of it. Because one, I think it only stresses his base. And two, it makes me sad to see how many people not support him, but the willingness they're willing to go. Y'all know somebody shot up an FBI office today? I don't know if y'all saw that. They shot it up with a nail gun.
He had a nail gun and some kind of AR something or other, but they got him.
Yeah, but he shot up an FBI office. We know why he shot up an FBI office. It wasn't a random, hey, let me just go shoot up something. Nah, it's because the FBI raided Trump.
I believe that's right.
Like, this is the point where you do anything to that dude, and then his people come out and start acting stupid. And I'm like, yo, we just got to let him go away. Somehow, some way, we just got to let him go away. Just save the black like hoes.
Man. So you think they decided to use a nail gun because of the wire?
I don't think Trump supporters watch The Wire. I could be wrong. I really could be wrong. I don't think The Wire was on their Netflix queue.
Hey, she was talking about buying the nail gun with the kickback. Hey, another side little story, true story. I partied with Lil Snoop in the strip club. She had all the women. She's a very popular young lady. She's cool as a fan, too. But, all right, so Trump getting raided. Big deal. We'll see what happens. That's it for that. Y'all worried about monkeypox? Eastside Gun, you worried about monkeypox?
Not really. A little bit, but not really.
Blur, you worried about monkeypox?
I'm not, and it's funny because I remember I wasn't worried about COVID either when it first started because I had faith in our people. I'm like, nah, you know, people will wash their hands, they'll cover their mouth, they do what they got to do to not spread this. Monkeypox, I know, isn't as easily spread as coronavirus, so I'm really not worried because I think it takes like a much longer time and prolonged contact. So, nah, I'm not worried. I don't think it's going to get to the point where it's easily transmissible, so I'm cool.
All right, Glenda, you worried about monkeypox?
I can't say that I am. I'm not taking any chances. That stuff looks ugly. And I like my face.
Yeah, they was talking about that on Joe Budden Pocket. Like, people only worried about monkeypox because it make it look ugly. Old school, you worried about monkeypox?
Man, please. When I had to go hear how it's being transmitted or how it's spreading, I'm like, what?
How is it? I thought it was just skin contact and
but from homosexual males.
I thought it was
that's
gay.
How it starts. Like, that's how everything starts.
Like, I ain't taking no hands. Like you don't know who the undercover brother or whatever the heck the hold down.
DL.
Yeah, DL. Yeah.
Don't know what they've been touching.
The gays get all the new stuff first. I swear they get all the new clothes and the new disease first.
That's a shame.
It's a monster, man. I don't know. They don't even have a vaccine for it. They're trying to, like, catch it while it's active to figure it out.
They have a vaccine.
They got a vaccine for it?
A vaccine.
What is that? Was it lock yourself up in the room?
Lock yourself up in the room.
Who else? New York, New York. You worried about monkeypox?
Yo, not really, but that, yeah, like somebody said before me, it looked ugly, to be honest with you. It really looked ugly, and they talking about, like, what, it's like a 2 to 3 week type of, like, recovery period from that? Nah, yo. Ain't no way. If you see them scars, how you going to recover from that? Are they actually going to be leaving? Like, they going to leave, like, light spots on your face? Like, nah.
You know what's crazy? I was doing some reading on it, right? They call it monkeypox because, you know, one of the positive transmissions they found was from a monkey to its handler. But they say it's really in rodents. You know, it's like the reason why the monkey probably got it is because, you know, rodents was probably eating their food and they ate it and that's how they got it. But you know why monkeypox is a thing? It's crazy how viruses work. The reason why monkeypox is a thing is because we eradicated chickenpox or smallpox. So they say because we eradicated smallpox, because there's nobody has smallpox anymore, we stopped having to vaccinate children for smallpox.
Right.
Okay, cool. We eradicated smallpox. Kids don't have to get, watch y'all background noise. Put yourselves on mute if you got something going on in the background. So, and I'm explaining this terribly because I got some Larcy up in me. But because we got rid of smallpox in kids, hey, yeah, you don't have to get vaccinated for smallpox anymore. What that did was make you susceptible for similar types of viruses because you're not getting the vaccine that cured this one virus that probably, you know, fought off other similar types of viruses. So because we had a whole generation of kids who didn't get vaccinated for smallpox, when this monkey decided to have sex with this rat and then hug his handler, it probably touched a little kid and now we got monkeypox. Or an adult that wasn't vaccinated for smallpox. And that's why they got the bumpy smumplies.
But it doesn't.
But it only affects the gays. I'm just playing. I know it doesn't. The gay people don't attack me. I'm just cracking jokes.
But the question still is, how did that make, yes, we're susceptible to it, but how did it become something that we weren't vaccinated against because it wasn't highly contagious in the human population?
So they said in the Republic of Congo, most people are not getting it because they're the last people to be vaccinated for smallpox. But everyone that they've come in contact with you are getting the monkeypox because they've had the money to be vaccinated against smallpox.
Right, but humans want good vectors. So human-to-human transmission was low. When did this change? And that's the question.
They started fucking monkeys.
Human-to-human.
Oh. They started fucking monkeys.
And it wasn't really monkeys. And like you said, currently.
It's just rats.
Yeah, it's rodents. So, you know, at one point in time, it was very difficult to catch it from someone who had it. A person. People that were in contact with these rodents could get it pretty easily. So it could only be traced from people that had this interaction with these animals. But if you interacted with the person that interacted with the animals, your chance of getting it was low. Now, unless you're saying everyone's having sex with people that has contact, why is this being so easily transmitted? Is it post-pandemic sex? Like, what, you know? So that's because that was usually that's why it was low. It wasn't you're going to just talk to somebody and be able to catch it from someone. Like COVID. The transmission rate from person to person was so low, it wasn't a concern. But is there something we're missing now? Because now, but of course now they're saying because of the population, it being gay males, okay. Or just saying everyone now with monkeypox is having sex with someone else? you know, when we talk, because I would think, you know, if I see some pustules anywhere, I might pass on that night.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the community, and I don't want to have judgments on the gay culture, because I don't understand it.
There might be a pro-drunk. It might be pretty
tight
before you get.
I would think gay people would have safer sex just because you're going in the butthole. Like, don't you have to make sure that's clean? Like, who's sticking their dick in a poopy booty?
I don't know. I think it happens.
But again, I'm not agreeing, so I don't know. So I guess, you know, maybe you got too much
to
kill.
You don't have to say specifically that community, anyone that's
doing. So I never got into the tall salad craze. I'm like, y'all know, like, what happens when you poop. Like, how can y'all go back there and enjoy yourself? But, you know, que sera, sera. All right, so we done with monkeypox. Anybody got anything left on monkeypox? Poopy booties. All right. Does anybody care about the war in Ukraine anymore? DJ Cesar?
I am concerned still.
Why, because of Mila Kunis?
No, not because of Mila Kunis. I guess, I don't know. I still feel like, you know, these implications are still pretty great for other countries, a lot of countries. Ukrainian crops, you know, even though they were able to get some out recently, but, you know, they are basically the breadbasket for the rest of the world. Who knew? So we're having a lot of increase of famine and starvation in a lot of African countries, a lot of other world countries, because Ukraine is not able to send out their usual crops. So that's a concern. I'm concerned about the implications of, you know, China being empowered by Russia's actions. And we have, you know, all the hubbub about
Nancy Pelosi.
Taiwan and, yes, and Pelosi and
everything made in
Taiwan. Right. We can't give up Taiwan. So, you know, and because China...
Why aren't black people named Taiwan? That seems like a great black
person. I'm pretty sure there's some black person named Taiwan. If we got Malaysia, we got Taiwan. Anyway, so... and we do have a lot of them. You know, so what's the implication of that? I don't know. I still feel like All of that is still plays a factor, and I think right. I'm still concerned.
Blair, are you still worried about the war in Ukraine?
Worried is a strong word, but I was actually thinking about this earlier today, because I saw that it was like a single person or a single group of people, like not part of the army, blew up one of the Russian bases or something like that, like on their own.
Yep.
I'm like, oh shit, like. That just got me thinking, like, so how do you win a war? Like, it's not like the old days where someone signed up, somebody signed a surrender. Like, it's not like if you kill the president of Ukraine, like, the war is over. It's not. If you kill Vladimir Putin, which you're not, that ain't going to mean the war is over either, is it? Like, when is the war over? Like, who decides who wins? Because these people ain't going to stop. Like, it don't seem like the people of Ukraine is going to give up, because Crimea somewhere like that, something that was Ukraine and then Russia took it over, and they still over there fighting, and they're like, oh, they got us, this it. Is this just the new normal? When is the war over?
And when somebody decides to stop fighting, I guess. I don't know. East Side Gun, what you think about the war in Ukraine? You still work? Oh. Go ahead, boy.
I was going to say, so that means, like, only Russia can end the war, right? Because it seems like Ukraine is going to keep, they're going to keep banging this out. Like, this ain't, like, no genocide thing. They're going to keep fighting until the last man falls. So, I mean, if they got solo groups of people sitting there blowing up military bases, they ain't going to just, like, all right, yo, this is it. It seems like they down for the fight for as long as it takes. I mean, I guess they're going to fight until we stop giving them money. Like, if we ever stop giving them money and they can't fight no more, that might be the end. But even then, they might still keep fighting.
Well, that could be true. East Side Gun, what you got? War Ukraine. You care?
Not really. You know, I appreciate that we support them and we send them money over here, but I mean over there, but I think some of that money need to come over here to a whole bunch of people hurting over here in our own country. But,
okay.
You know, I'm with Ukraine, but I don't get it, so.
Okay. New York, what you got?
Yes, I agree with the homie that went before me. That money needs to come over here. Fuck Sally Mae. Fuck all the student loans and all that shit. That money needs to come over here.
All right, old school, what you got on Ukraine? I don't give a shit.
That is a war that we should not be supporting. If we should equal all the other countries' support. If the other local countries are not putting any money in, why does the United States have to feel like they are the guardian of the world? I don't get it.
Okay, Glenda.
Glenda, they call on you, baby. They asked me about Ukraine. She's cleaning the kitchen.
I'm
baby.
Doing domestic duties.
You're doing domestic duties?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's so much that goes on with our government that we really don't know why we are in the stuff that we get involved in. I don't know why we have to protect everybody. So I don't understand.
Well, we all know this really ain't about protecting Ukraine. It's just we don't want Russia to get stronger. Right? Like, it really ain't about the
right.
Ukrainian people. It's really just about not making Russia stronger and having a bigger access to the Mediterranean Sea than they already have. Right? Because if you look at the map, the reason why, you know, it's old school war politics. The reason why Russia wants Ukraine and Crimea is because of the access to the water. They could build a submarine base, a boat base like we have all up and down the Atlantic Ocean, where if something happens to a sub or a boat, it can easily come into a port, get fixed, ship right back out. The problem Russia has now is the way that it's mapped out. You know, when they used to have Ukraine and Crimea and all that, and when all that got taken away, it's now they don't really have access to water that's not the Arctic Ocean, I believe, because they don't run against the Atlantic. They really want this area just because the Mediterranean Sea is so big and it's easy for them to, you know, send their boats from there out into the Atlantic Ocean and Pacific Ocean and stuff like that. So this
okay,
is really
so
just
this
a,
is what Putin wants. This is what Putin wants.
This is what who?
Does all of Russia want this? Or is it just this one person?
Putin speaks for Russia, so if Putin wants it, then Russia wants it.
So why don't they just eliminate the problem?
Just give them it. Just give them the base. Or are you talking about eliminate?
Yes.
Man, Putin's tough to kill, yo. He be wrestling bears with his shirt off. Y'all ever see that picture? Look, Putin's the type of president I'd be. I don't think I'd have a shirt on if y'all elected me president. I'm letting all the taco meat hang out. But all right, I just want to see if anybody cares. Well, speaking of Putin, we never really got back to the Brittany Griner discussion. Brittany Griner's found guilty.
Oh my gosh!
Sentenced to 9 years in prison.
Stupid shit.
For having
That's
hash
all
oil.
Political.
Drug smuggling in Russia.
What could she do with that little bit of CBD oil she had?
Well, what do you think, Glenda?
And it was
why do you think this is political and not, you know, Russia notoriously has hard drug laws. So why do you think this is political?
I mean, she didn't have that much, and she had a prescription. So we've been told she had a prescription. So if you have a prescription, what's the problem?
It's a different country. Different country, different rules.
And Gunn, I got to correct you, man. In Russia isn't notoriously hard on drug law, on drugs. They may be harder than us, I mean, than us right now, but they're not notoriously hard. I mean, I'm pretty sure you've seen, or some people on the call may have seen, the report or the other person who got caught with, it might have even been more weed, not too much before, but I think this was like 2019, right before the pandemic hit. And, yeah, she didn't get sentenced in 9 years. I think she got, like, weeks maybe. And then she just got kicked out of the country. So it's not
everybody.
It's not that they're notoriously hard on drugs.
Well, see, I thought that when I first saw the story. And then I looked it up, and she's, like, a daughter of a famous person with money. Because she got caught with 17 grams. So not a famous person, but somebody with money. But they've also given people years for having marijuana. Like, it's not uncommon for Russia to sentence people to years in prison for marijuana. So that's why I said notoriously hard. I don't know. I mean, they're definitely harder than us, Pauls. As hard as, you know, Abu Dhabi that was giving people 90 lashes for marijuana, then no. I mean, I guess what's worse, 90 lashes or 9 years in prison? Which one would you take?
Lashes.
You would take the lashes, you'd have a fucked up back. You'd look like Lupita and 10 Years a Slave. If you had a fucked up back like that, I'd divorce you.
I would just get a new wave, like the little feminine branding, like connect them, and then get a tattoo or something about
you ruined my joke. I was going to say when I rubbed your back at night, it's going to be like reading Braille.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's a tough choice, but I mean, 9 years of life in prison, y'all just don't have to.
I mean, prison, you can get some good reading in. I wouldn't mind prison.
It depended on the situation in the prison.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I could have some sex, I think I'd be all right in prison. Like, not gay sex, like woman sex.
Well.
Like, because I'd be able to work out and just read. I'd just be able to work out and read.
You might have to have prison guard with a mustache.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Well,
you have to sneak me in some soft socks and cocoa butter. I'm not having sex with anyone with a mustache. Even though the night I met DJ C. Siren, the other girl that I hollered at, when she crossed her legs over, I realized she had more hair in her legs than me. And I was like, uh-oh, I got to go with the other one. And the other one became my wife. New York, what do you think about Brittany Griner?
I think it's a very unfortunate event. I think, I don't want to say it's political, but I feel like at some standpoint, it may be political. I think 9 years is way too heavy for that. Way too heavy for what she did. And it comes at an unfortunate time where, yeah, I mean, we're funding Ukraine and this little war that we got going on. So she's caught up in the middle of that. Not only that, like I said before, it's just like it comes to the point where, like, the United States is trying to figure out the grounds for, like, legalizing, marijuana. Two different states and then possibly actually legalizing it federally. I mean, if it ever gets to that point. And I think that it puts Joe Biden in a certain type of situation I know they released like a statement from the White House that it's unjust and shit like that, but it puts him in a certain type of situation where you already know where marijuana is being talked about in this country. And I think that, it some way, somehow he get Brittany Griner out of there. To get Brittany Griner out of there, there's a lot of talk for pushing, these marijuana laws. So I think, like, it may not all the way be political, but we can make the point that it's definitely political.
Okay. Okay, okay. Eastside Gun, what you got on Brittany Griner? 9 years in the bank, Russia prison. I still think she's going to get a lot of action. A black gay woman in a woman's prison for 9 years, I feel like she's going to be the hottest thing in that joint, you know. She's going to have all types of grandma cookies being delivered to her, you know. The jail cookies, the one without the wrapper. You get to it quick. It's like from commissary. Go ahead, Eastside Gun, my bad. I'm just rambling.
Yeah. I mean, of course, we all know that's a lot of time. I mean, even though it's in another country, that's a lot of time. I've known people that moved keys and got 5 years. Like, so he's moved some real weight. And that was just a pen or whatever. So I think it's definitely political. But like, I feel like we haven't been as proactive as, maybe I haven't seen it, but I feel like we haven't been as proactive to figuring out how we can get her back to the States. You know what I mean?
They saw how to get her back to the States. We got to trade for the Merchant of Death. The question is that a good trade?
Yeah.
Are you trading Brittany Griner for the Merchant of Death?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
She got to do the bid, yeah. She got to take one for the team. You can't let go of the Merchant of Death.
But at the end of the day, how dumb can you be, y'all? I mean, at some degree, you got to put it on her a little bit. You know what I mean?
Some? About 95%.
Yeah, it's like I agree that we should go get her and get her back, but at the same time, why are you walking around with a weed pen in another country, going through the airport or whatever? Like, you should have thought about that. And I don't watch the WNBA like that anyway, so. But hopefully they get her back.
Okay. Blur, what you got?
No, man, same as before, you know, it is unfortunate. It's definitely all political, in my opinion, because if you believe she had weed at all, I mean, and like we came before, she probably went through that airport plenty of times and didn't have weed, and they looked the other way because, you know, it's Brittany Griner, she's here to play for us. The owner of her team is an oligarch, and he could probably have all of us killed if he said a word. So just laughed at this time. They were about to go to war. They knew that. And they knew they were going to need a pawn with the U.S. And so they took their advantage. They took their shot. So I have come around. I don't think she needs to sit down for all 9 years. I do think we need to go ahead and make that trade. I think I think they got like a journalist or something. I think them two for the Merchant of Death. Because at this point, we know him. He's on the radar. I don't think he'll be able to move and operate the way he used to. So I feel like that might be a fair enough trade. Especially since it doesn't look like the war is going to end anytime soon. So, I mean, yeah, bring her home.
See, I'm okay with you trading her for the Merchant of Death if you could implant one of them, like, Mission Impossible chips in him and you could hit a button and he just die. Was that X-Men? Yeah, when they blew up Tom Cruise's brain. You remember when they had to kill Tom Cruise and then shock him back to life so it could kill the bomb in his brain? Right. Mission Impossible is getting wild.
No, it just happened on...
Like, Tom Cruise drowned.
It just happened on
Maid Men. Oh, we got to see Top Gun, too.
What's the one?
Maid Men.
British.
British show? Office?
The movie.
James Bond, man.
James Bond.
No, no.
You keep rubbing me, baby. We're
the Kingsman.
Oh, Kingsman. Oh, yeah, Kingsman. Yeah, when they had the bombs in the brain and made them go crazy and fight. Like, if you could put one of those in the Merchant of Death, all right, Trey.
Well, yeah, and James Bond, too. There's a lot of chips in people's brain.
So, all right, cool. Old school. Y'all still here or y'all tapped out? I think my big cousins and I'm tapped out. So great having y'all on. All right, so is that on a Brittany Griner? All right, so, man, you only got like 35 minutes left. So let's talk about Irv Gotti. Did any of y'all see the Drink Champs or Irv Gotti episode?
No.
You talking about Ashanti?
No.
The whole time?
No.
DJ C. Siren said no. Blur, did you see it?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the Irv part, though. I watched his whole thing about Ashanti for the most part. It was longer, though, so I know I didn't watch the whole thing. I came in on his part, saw that, and then I tapped out.
Oh, man, you missed a great performance. New York, did you see it?
Yeah, I actually finished. Because like Blair said, it was a long-ass interview. I think that shit like 3 hours. I watched that in totality. I think it's crazy. It's crazy how, not saying that it's crazy. I think he has some unresolved problems from that situation to the point where he can't fathom how it happened, or he hasn't healed from that situation. But at the end of the day, like, coming from that, I mean, just looking at the whole interview, like, he talks about how Murder, Inc. is like a family, how Ja was a family to him, treated him like his brother. Like, everything that he said in the interview, I could understand how he's feeling. But at the same time, like, a relationship, not only you doing business with a shorty, you had a relationship with her. Business-wise, I can see how that might hurt you, but, like, you mixing business with pleasure at that point with Ashanti, I can see how that hurts you more. And then not only that, you coming on to the actual interview wearing a watch that she gave you type shit. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. He really hurt. And then, I just don't think that in the way that he was responding to certain type of stuff, like, I don't think, like, yeah, you shouldn't be saying that, especially if that relationship was, like, mad many decades ago type shit. But, I mean, if anybody that actually is on the show that actually watched the whole interview, like, yeah, that man was drunk at a certain type of point. That man was literally
drunk early.
He was going off. He was going off on that. He was going off. It was a good interview nonetheless, but, yeah, I mean, I don't think, like, as far as the Ashanti situation is going on, I don't think that he should feel that certain type of way many, many years later. And I think the only reason why is because, yeah, I mean, she's probably the one that he actually fell in love with, that he thought that was her soulmate. And the way that he found out, it really broke his heart, and he never mended from that situation. And then all the drinks and all the questions that was coming out, especially with the documentary that's coming out, it hurt him even worse. So, like, he reacted in a certain type of situation, and then, yeah, I mean, the liquor enhanced it, the weed enhanced it, and all that. But that's my take.
Okay. Isha, you got anything?
Nah, I ain't really got nothing on the whole.
Okay, you ain't watching either. Look, man, I watched it, and got a couple thoughts. He used the word bitch way too much, right? Because you're addressing a woman that you aren't with and that you used to have a relationship with, and you two are no longer together. I can understand when guys are talking to guys and they use the word bitch a lot and they don't mean it in an offensive way. You can't say that about someone that you used to be with, that you're no longer with, that you're having problems with, because it comes off as disrespectful. Even though watching the interview, you can tell he didn't mean it as in a disrespectful way. He was just trying to be entertaining, right? And I'm not giving him any excuses. This is just my observation on the interview. Because the interview was hilarious. He was drunk before they started, or he was way too high before they started. Thank you, DJ C-Song. I do want to say though, I think the use of the word bitch was way, it was uncalled for. No excuse for that. Everything else, I don't see a problem with. If he wants to talk about his past relationship with Ashanti and how he was hurt, I thought that's what all these emotional people in the world want to do. Don't you want to provide a safe space for people to express themselves emotionally? Again, this happened 20 years ago. They ain't together no more. If he wants to get on the platform and share his pain and how he had to work through it, and, you know, he wants to laugh and joke about it, and but also talk about the pain that he went through when it happened, if they ain't together no more, like, why does it bother anybody?
What was the situation?
Irv Gotti was basically spent. Everybody said it was the whole interview. It wasn't. But it was about the first hour and a half. He basically talked about how he was in a relationship with Ashanti and she broke his heart. And the most gangster part of the thing of the interview was when he said that he found out that Ashanti was dating Nelly when he was watching TV, and he had to go home to his wife after that, and he was upset. That's just gangster. You got to go home to your wife after you caught your side piece. Him wearing the watch that she gave him that she had inscribed for him, I don't think that's a problem because, you know, it's an expensive watch. It was a Patek. It was a nice watch. I would still wear it. If one of my old girlfriends gave me a Movado, I'm not just throwing that away because we broke up. All my girlfriends were broke, so I don't have one of those.
I was going to say, if you have your own money, you keep that watch.
You going to throw away all the Tiffany stuff I gave you if we break up?
If you have the money. I mean, he has enough money to trade in that one and upgrade to another one. Come on.
It's kind of fucked up. I did inscribe my initials on DJ C-Sire and Tiffany stuff. So even if we broke up, she knew it was from me. That's a true story. Is that petty?
I'm sorry. You got to give all that back. You got to get all that back. Yeah, I'll try to get my money back. For real, for real. I'm trying to get my money back. You can't trade that in. You can't do nothing. You better keep that in your arsenal. Yeah. Let me get that back later. Yeah, that's it. I had another purpose. For real, for real. Nobody got to know
now,
you had that. I ain't got my initials. That's the thing, though, right? I'm young. Nah. You got the – if no initials ascribed in that to that, you know what I mean? Nah. We break up, you know what I mean? Get that back. There ain't no way you about to wear another T-shirt with another homie, you know what I mean? You laid up in the bed in a new relationship with my T-shirt, my Adidas jersey. Nah, get that back. I need to get that to somebody mad deserving. Like, nah. Nah.
Hold on. New York, I think you just got me in a good discussion. Do any of y'all girlfriends still got old T-shirts and stuff from other boyfriends or, like, from when they were in college? Because women do steal men's athletic clothing. I don't know if it's just a sport thing or not. DJ C-Sire, do you still got any clothes from any of your old boyfriends? Your old boyfriends were nerds and prisoners. Do you got, like, any jumpsuits from any of them? I'm sorry. I'm just joking.
I used to, but it's gone now.
Did you have them when we were dating? Hold on, what'd you have from another dude? Did you used to wear it to bed? You used to wear like one of their T-shirts to bed with us? Don't lie. It's okay.
I didn't wear it.
We're married at this point. Like, we're 10 years in. I'm not going to get upset at all. You ain't never wore a T-shirt you got from another guy to bed with us?
No. It wasn't a shirt that I wore.
Where are they at now?
What do you mean?
Are they in storage or did you throw them away?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I wouldn't care if you still got it. So did you steal, was it T-shirts or shorts? Because women were famous for stealing shorts.
Shirt.
Why do women steal guys' shirts?
Because
I ain't going to lie to you. There's a couple girls out there with my T-shirts with number 73 on them. I'm just letting you know now. If somebody ever show up, it was from college.
If they still wear it, they're whack. Wiggity, 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 whack. Happy birthday.
Never seen him do Chris Cross. Oh, yeah. Chris Cross, happy birthday. B-ball.
Hmm?
I was saying,
okay. But yeah, no. I don't know.
T-shirts for many old boyfriends.
I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure.
Did you steal it from him on purpose, or was it something he was like, "Yeah, just lay in my shit, baby. You good?" And you had to sneak out the house, and you didn't want to put a bra on, so you just kept a big T-shirt on.
It was probably like after the club or something. I just needed to put on.
Right, at the club, you go back, you put on his stuff, put on his T-shirt, but, like, how do you go home with that? Like, why don't you give it back to him?
I don't know.
My wife was a fat.
No. He wasn't.
Come on, give me the answer.
I tried to be, but I didn't make it.
How you fail to be a fat?
It is.
How does the process, and I'm pretty sure
I don't know.
Blur's had this issue. You don't know how you stole his shirt?
No.
Blur, I know you're having issues with your girlfriend right now, but do you still have, are there women out there with your old track t-shirts? Or did you get all of them?
I don't think like it was, I've dated chicks who've had stuff of mine afterward. I don't know if they still would have it, like, to this day. Like, I gave a chick a pair of my Grambling basketball shorts at one point, and I know I seen them in a picture, like, years later, but I don't know if she still got them now. So, yeah, it's always some type of T-shirt or something like that, hoodie or something they keep. And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's up to the guy, I guess, if they keep it, if future boyfriends out there for that. Like, I've dated girls who had stuff from their exes. Like, I dated a chick who had a mysterious USC practice jersey with number 5 on it. So, you know. That was
that chick was getting dug out by Reggie Bush's? Oh, shit. I mean, you knew you wasn't winning that battle. You knew you had to be the side piece. Well, the funny thing is, she was the side piece. How does it
exactly
feel like fucking Reggie Bush's side piece?
What was that to be Reggie Bush?
That was number 5 for USC.
Oh.
At the time we were in college, that was Reggie Bush.
Yeah, that's who it was. And it was, I mean, it was cool. I don't even know if it was like an official side piece. It was like, I mean, just like a semester or something. I mean, like a fling. He wasn't active when I was around, so, I mean, it's cool. Everybody got a pass. When I was an undergrad, dating a chick who had Louisiana Tech practice jerseys that was mad big. I'm like, okay, I see what's going on here. So, I mean, you know, it just comes with the territory.
How are these chicks getting practice jerseys? Now, chicks used to steal my T-shirts. But a practice jersey, I would leave in the locker. I'm not bringing my practice jersey home. How were they getting practice jerseys? That must have been something I wasn't up on.
From what I was told, because ironically, I was introduced to the dude from Louisiana Tech, and I was told by another party that they get different practice jerseys every, like, not season, because I guess you get a practice jersey for spring ball, and then you get a practice jersey or two for the regular season. And so you can have, like, 2 or 3 practice jerseys a year. And towards the end of the year, it is yours. You do what you want with them after that.
Wow, see, we ain't had that type of money. Well, our practice jerseys went right back into the system. But we had T-shirts. And we had shorts. That's the thing I used to get mad at. See, this is how chicks used to get me, is because I wasn't one of them dudes who, like, if I messed with a girl that night, she had to leave that night. No, stay over. Get some sleep. We've probably been drinking, smoking. Like, get some rest. But I usually got up early in the morning and went back to the facility to go work out. So I'm just like, hey, whenever you leave, just lock the bottom lock and leave. And when they leave, they would like, I hate it when they stole my shorts. My T-shirts, I didn't care about. I can get a bunch of T-shirts. But, like, this was the first year, like Under Armour was made in Maryland, so we had, like, the fresh Under Armour shorts, and they would take those, and our coach was like, yo, if a chick takes your shorts, you're not getting any more. And chicks used to take my shorts, man. So disappointed. Eastside Gun, you got any chicks out there with any old gangster New York shirts? New York fitteds? I assume all you New York dudes just give your bitches Tim's. New York women leave their men with their Tim's walking down to the subway.
Well, at the same time,
That's why I love my New York family.
Well, not in your size, not a good thing.
East side guy, you think there's any stragglers out there with any of your old gear, yo?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, probably a lot of. I mean, nah. I used to take a lot of pictures, so I'm sure it's a lot of pictures floating to me around doing this crazy stuff. But other than that, nah.
Okay. New York, what about you?
Yeah, like I said, y'all, I mean, I'm going to need all that back. I know people still wear my Adidas shirts and all that. Like, I need all that back. Ain't no way you're going to be happy with another man in my fly gear, y'all, I mean? Ain't no way. We've been in a relationship, you've been stealing my lingo, and then now all of a sudden, nah. You using the lingo on another man? Like, nah. I need all that fly back that I gave you. All that. When we used to order Uber Eats, y'all mean? Like you said, give the shorties a Tim. Yeah, who's Tim's was you walking out, y'all mean, in the cold, y'all mean, picking up the Uber Eats? I need all that back. I know shorty stole the fly. I know shorties have stole the fly, y'all mean? I need all that back. So if you're listening right now, I need all that back. Don't be laying up with another happy man because I made you happy and I gave you the fly gear and all that. I sound like Irv Gotti. But, like, nah, I need all that back.
That's how it all came to be. Like, I understood Irv Gotti's fame. He put it on Front Street. I don't understand why more people don't feel sorry for Irv because he obviously has a problem with love. And besides the whole bitch thing, you shouldn't be calling a woman that's not yours. Like, I joke around with DJ Shisharan, but she knows how much I care and how much I love about it. Like, we joke all the time. If you're having a problem with a woman, you shouldn't be referring to her as bitch, especially if you still care about it. He obviously still cares about it. But, yeah, yo, as far as getting the stuff back from women, yo, like, it took me a while to get, like, my high school. Like, see, I dated the same woman for damn near 10 years from basically my sophomore year in high school up through college. And, you know, when we decided to go our separate ways and all that stuff, and we're still cool to this day. Great, great person. That moment when I had to ask for, like, she had my high school football jerseys. That moment when I had to text her and I was like, yo, I need my high school jerseys back. And I got the response with why. And I was like, I mean, like, we're never going to be together again. Like, we're friends. Like, you know what I mean? And I got hit with the, well, this is a part. I'm like, yo, I know it's a part of the past and all that stuff, but I'm going to need that jersey back. And I know she still has some of my stuff from college and all that stuff. I was hoping I'd get everything back, but I didn't. But it's just going to sit in the box. She's happily married with children. Like, I don't understand why women want to keep that stuff. But, you know. But back there, Gotti. So I kind of felt bad for him watching it. It seems like he has, you know, some emotional issues. It was very entertaining. Eastside Gun, I know you said you ain't seen it. Blur, I know you said you only seen a little bit of it. It's worth the entire episode. Because, like, you can tell the moment where he gets too drunk and realizes that he's probably offended her, but doesn't want to say her name, so he just apologizes to women. Like, it's a terrible apology. But it's entertaining. Like, Irv Gotti's a great interview. You know, he got that little his little Murder, Inc. story coming out on BET, and I'm going to watch it. Like, you know what I mean? It's a great interview. It's entertaining. It's hilarious. I don't think people should have took it as serious as it was, but, you know. If you haven't seen
I saw all the main part. I watched like an hour and a half, close to 2 hours of it, and I know it was like another hour to go. So I think you got to take some of it serious because it is It is corny, man. I understand. You can say you hurt or whatever. Even when you hurt, there's certain things as a grown up, as a grown man, you don't do. You don't air out someone else's dirty laundry, someone else's private things because you hurt. Like, be hurt. Express your hurtness in another way. You don't expose somebody, let alone someone else's private moments, intimate moments, because you hurt. Like, that's just not, that's not cool. Like, I didn't really care about the all calling the bitch and stuff, like, because that was just childish. It seemed childish to me, but whatever. People use it how they use it. Like you, I didn't think he was using it or intending it for that to be, like, offensive or mean. It sounded like that's just how he talked regularly, so that's how he was talking. So that ain't bothered me. But, yeah, but you start exposing private, intimate moments with somebody, you don't know if they want that information out. And so it shouldn't be up to you to just put that information out about them. And when you do it about a woman specifically, as a man, you do it like a woman, then that's corny. There's no other way around it. That's just corny.
Well, he didn't really say anything about her. It was more about just their relationship. He didn't say anything that she did specifically, except for the moment he found out that she was dating Nelly. But he didn't say did anything except for she didn't want to be part of Murder Inc. anymore, and that broke his heart.
He put it out there that she was sleeping with a married man. And I know he said, yeah, we were long separated. There was plenty of women before her that may have caused me and my wife to break up or whatever. No, and then you said after you found out, you went home to your wife. So how do you think she wanted the world to know that she was sleeping with a married man?
I guess I didn't even think about it like that. I guess that's a good point. But I don't think anybody's considered Ashanti a homewrecker. I think if they look at Irv Gotti, they wouldn't consider her a homewrecker like Swiss Beats wife, Alicia Keys. People look at Alicia Keys like a homewrecker.
Because Swiss married Alicia Keys.
Even at that, I don't know if you guys remember, Irv Gotti had his own show with his wife and kids before. That actually documented certain type of stuff that they was actually going through. So
yeah, he was dating other girls on the show.
Yeah, he wasn't sleeping at night.
Yeah. And it wasn't Ashanti.
Look, my first
girl, I mean, that was after the Ashanti, though. That was after Ashanti was gone. And you know what? Even on that show, she wanted Irv back. She was still trying to keep that man home.
Was she? I don't remember the show. I remember watching it. But
yeah, she was crying. I felt so bad for her, yo. I really did. Yeah, it was a lot going on.
She was doing everything she can to keep that man there. Oh, take the trash out. Oh, the boy's going to see you when they wake up. Like, yeah, man. She was definitely trying to do everything she could to keep him there. And this was after they had separated. They were still married but separated. And this was after Murder, Inc. was kind of, you know, dead and gone. So Ashanti was already out of there. And now he's just going to – that's the thing. Like, just like Fat Joe said, like, I didn't know. If anything, I assumed that if Shanti was messing with anybody, she was messing with Ja. I don't know why. I just never thought that Irv, because, I mean, Irv, Ja. I just assumed she would have been in a Ja. But I didn't know her and Irv were messing around. So for him to put that out, that's exposing her. And, like, why are you exposing anybody, let alone why are you exposing a woman?
Women do it all the time. Superhead had a whole book about sucking famous dudes' dicks. Women thought that was empowering. Why can't dudes do it?
All right, so there's so many things I have to question about that. So you said because women do it, that means men should do it? I mean, if Irv wanted to catch a period, I'm pretty sure everybody'd be okay with that. I don't think that's what he's trying to do.
They strap men up with cramp things to make them feel what pregnancy is like, equality, right? That's what we're striving for, equality, men and women, right?
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a bitch-ass move. I think you stop talking about people unless you get okay by somebody talking about in public, they shouldn't talk. I mean, you know how I feel. I'm cool with Will Smith smacking Chris Rock because, you know, Chris Rock put Will Smith's wife in the name. So if Ashanti want to get Irv Gotti beat up for putting her name in his mouth, I'm cool with it. Accept your consequences. But I'm also cool with Irv Gotti expressing himself and letting him say what he feels. I wouldn't have done it on the public forum. I probably would have done it with a shrink, because it seems like he's still pretty upset, unless he was just being entertaining about something that happened 20 years ago. But say what you feel. Freedom of speech. You just got to accept the consequences that come with it. So if Nelly rolls up and hits him with one of them St. Lunatics bats, then Irv got to chalk it up.
Nelly ain't going to roll up. That's not his girl anymore. But it's not even about accepting your consequences. You're forcing consequences on somebody else.
Why?
So now Ashanti got to accept the consequences of Irv actions.
Why?
Because he putting her business out there. He didn't just put his business out there. If he was just talking about himself and things he did, then that's fine. And not naming anybody's name. But you talking about what you and someone else did, you and her. So that means you and her are now going to have to deal with the ramifications that come with you putting that information out there.
Did we ever understand why Busta Rhymes put a random green dude in his "Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See" video? Is it just because it was glow in the dark?
Yeah.
Because it looked amazing.
Did it really? Because it looked a little weird. It looked like he needed help. But does anybody know why? Is this Pump It Up? Is this why? Like, why was there an entire green person? Oh, it's just trying. Look at that TV. Okay. So we're all in agreement that Irv was kind of foul for it, but I just say that it's okay. Express yourself. Just accept the consequences that come with it. DJ Cesar, you got anything you want to say on it? This was a bad CGI video. Was the old Dirty Bastard already dead when this video came out?
No.
We got to talk about how. What album was this? The W? The double disc, right? Triumph was on the double disc. Wu-Tang Forever. This wasn't a good album.
No. But this song, even though we didn't like it when it first came out.
Wu-Tang only really has one good album. Enter the 36 Chambers. Does anybody disagree?
No. No one should disagree with that. Because what else are we going to say? The W, even though Gravel Pit is my shit.
Gravel Pit. That was another terrible CGI. Shout out to Wu-Tang and CGI. Anybody think that any other Wu-Tang album besides Enter the 36 Chambers was great?
I can't even think of none of the albums really right now. Which one had Ice Cream on it?
That was Rick Martin.
Man,
album.
Ice
yeah.
Cream was crazy. I think that was, if I'm not mistaken, that's the Cuban Link joint. But yeah, that's Rick Martin joint. That okay. That yeah, the Ice Cream joint went crazy. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you.
Which is the second greatest rap album ever made.
Back
I mean, but that's the problem. I get confused with what's a Wu album, what was on the Wu-Tang album, and what was on individual projects. I can't even. So I guess Into the 36 Chambers might be the only one that I know for sure. So I got that might be true.
That's probably
back
point.
Then it was blurred lines. You ain't know what was what. Method Man solo album was a Wu-Tang album.
Yeah, it was a lot of blurred lines. Now, if Weezy was here, Weezy arguing, he was a Wu-Tang fanatic and got married in a Catholic church. I always thought that was funny. Because Wu-Tang made being Muslim popular, right?
Yeah.
Who's the more popular Muslims than Wu-Tang?
Brand Nubian.
I didn't even know Brand Nubian was a Muslim. I thought they were just fat.
Grand Poopa was fat.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
But
Brand new game before my times. Sadat X wasn't popular.
I'm just saying, you didn't know they were Muslim?
No.
His name was Sadat X.
Well, he wasn't popular enough to me consider his religion.
Poor Righteous Teachers.
They weren't that popular.
Yes, they were.
I didn't know about Poor Righteous Teachers until Eminem started rapping.
I think it's just maybe...
It's age.
That three years makes that much of a difference.
Blur, were you a big fan of Poor Righteous Teachers? They're from Jersey. Shout out to Jersey.
No, I knew who they were. I knew who they were because of my brother Jamin, so I don't know about a fan. I wasn't a fan, especially around that age. I really wasn't into that type of music. It kind of just like, yeah, where's MC Hammer at?
Yeah. Pumps and Bump. Eastside Gun, Poor Righteous Teacher popular to you?
They wasn't popular, but you knew who they was. I mean, they was popular enough. I mean, I guess anybody that had a video on whatever video, you know, rap videos, MTV Raps or whatever, you know, you knew who they were. They were on the radar. But I don't think they had enough material to be, you know, popular.
Yeah, DJ C. Simon likes all dirty-looking rappers. This is going to be funny. New York, New York, do you have any idea who Poor Righteous Teachers is?
Yeah, I do. I haven't actually listened to, like, actually the music, but, yeah, I know who they are. I definitely know who they
are. Nah, I don't mean you know them because they live across the Holland Tunnel from you. I mean, do you know any of their music?
No, yeah, well, I don't know. Like, I can't recite line for line, but I've heard it.
Okay. And just for the group, the reason why I mess with New York, just because he's younger than us. And, you know, wisdom, he has great wisdom, but pause. But he is younger than us. Oh, Rakim was Muslim, and it was on.
But they was like 5%, wasn't it? Which is a little different.
Yeah, those 5% is actually like, yeah, that 5% of movement back then, that shit was crazy for real.
Yeah, I'm 5% is, I mean, but they all Muslim.
It's an offshoot. 5% is an offshoot of the
right.
The nation.
Yeah,
a little different.
Okay. All right. Let's see. That's how we get on random stuff. Blur, you're back on. All right, Joe, just real quick, since we only got about 10 minutes left. Deshaun Watson got 6 games. Roger Goodell said, fuck that. I am going to appeal it on my own and suspend him, go to another arbitrator to redo his punishment. Blur, you agree with Deshaun Watson getting 6 games? You think he should get more or less for still – being 20 some odd years old and being able to nut without actually being inside somebody, which is amazing to me. I can't believe niggas out here still busting a nut without jerking off.
Yeah, it's weird because I got mixed feelings about the Deshaun Watson thing. So it's yes and no. Yes, I think it's that they should appeal it. Roger Goodell should appeal it, and he should get more. But only because if it's 6 games for this, you got to set some kind of precedent. Like, that was a lot of accusations for it to only be 6 games. So what happens when someone comes out with half that many accusations and they don't get criminal charges? Do they only get 3 games? Like, I feel like when it's something of this magnitude, the punishment might have to be harsher just so future punishments, like, there's a bar. Because before this, I was thinking, like, yo, what's homie name in Pittsburgh? Roethlisberger didn't get no time. And I understand that was a different regime, but much serious accusations, no penalty from the league. So, like, that's clearly not right. That's not going to – you can't keep that up. So at some point, you got to set a bar and set a standard. Like, yo, this gets you this. And we can work from here. Go, if you're worse than this, it's going to go higher. If it's less than this, we can go lower. So I think if you're going to pick anything to set a bar, might as well do it now. So on that aspect, I feel like, yeah. But on the other end, from Deshaun Watson point of view, don't use me. Like, don't use me to make your bar. Don't use me to set an example. I got no criminal charges. Everything else is be handled out of court. The person who had any problems before me and Ben Roethlisberger and the owner and Robert Kraft, no penalty whatsoever, don't treat me no differently. So I have conflicted. So I'm a little conflicted on it because I could see, like, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm like, nah, 6 games is too much, actually. And if I'm Roger Goodell, I'm like, nah, 6 games is too little. We gotta set the standard somewhere.
Okay, DJ C. Siren, you're a woman. What do you feel about Deshaun Watson only getting 6 games and then an appeal to try to make him get more games?
For
busting a nut while getting rubbed on.
I
Jackson, but that's not really what that is.
That is what. He was getting rubbed off and busted a nut. He didn't have sex with nobody. They was giving him a massage, and he was coming on himself.
That's creepy.
I know. It's bad. I could, like, you got to have great mind control of your dick. You just get rubbed on and bust a nut.
Or not. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, it was lenient. I think everyone's saying it.
Does he know how good pussy feels? Like, it doesn't feel as good as a massage. I mean, it feels better than a massage.
I mean, but if these women are unknowing, that's the excitement. It has nothing to do with the sex. It has to do with, I am going to do something that I shouldn't do. This woman will not know. They're unassuming.
Why does busting a nut when a woman doesn't know make you excited? Like,
it's all about.
Isn't it fun when she knows you're going to bust a nut? So she can either be disappointed or happy.
Anyway, so let me finish.
Okay,
so,
I'm sorry.
I guess we can make arguments back and forth on if it was fair or not. I'm not quite sure. I mean, it's about half the season, so I mean, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, do you think he should never, after doing all this creepy stuff to women, do you think he should never play football again? Do you think he should not be able to play in the NFL at all?
I mean,
as a woman, you're the only woman left on here. You know.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you've had creepy stuff done to you. We've had that discussion.
I don't know. I guess it wasn't. He didn't assault. I don't know.
I mean, busting a nut on yourself in front of somebody should be considered assault.
I mean, has he not been banned?
No, he got 6 years.
No, I mean, in these massage places, there should be a picture of him, like, throughout the massage world. And so, like, he can't, do not give this man a massage.
Because he's going to nut on himself. I would think somebody would film it and then put it out there so that he would be embarrassed. Can you imagine if one of these girls set up a camera and said, I'm going to rub your massage, and then he gets a hard on and starts busting on himself? Do you know how embarrassed he would be if somebody let that out? Like, we would make fun of him. Like, dog, you ain't even in no pussy. Like, she didn't even touch your dick. She touched your calf, and your dick got hard. Like, we would make fun of him. Maybe that's what they should do to him next time. New York, what you got? You got anything on Deshaun Watson? Do you know who Deshaun Watson is? New York.
Nah, I know who that is, but I haven't been following the story with that, but nah.
Yeah, that's why I love New York here. He's so different. He likes us, but he's different. It's great having him on. He don't give a fuck about sports. My bad, New York, good.
Nah, that's all I had to say. Like, I know who that is, but I mean, I haven't been following the story to, like, have, like, an opinion on it. But, I mean, and what y'all saying is that's crazy.
I will say this, because it's funny. I just got followed by a couple LMTs, licensed massage therapists, two of them to be exact. And it was very confusing. I went to see if I was going to follow back. I mean, it's weird. It's like a two pictures. Matter of fact, for one of them, every other picture, one was about massaging. The other one was an ass shot. Massage picture, ass shot. Massage picture, walk away video. Massage picture, twerking. I'm like, yo, I'm a little confused. I can see how Deshaun Watson might have thought, yo, some of these is going to get it popping. And I'm pretty sure some of them did. Like, he had a whole lot of Instagram massage therapists that he was running through. And not, obviously there's some professionals out there who only wanted to give massages. But just for me and my small sample size, and I'll say within the last week, not last week, one was yesterday, one was today. And some of these people are just front-end like massage therapists, and they really escort. And I think he was just playing the averages. I think he was just playing the numbers game. Let me cast a wide net.
And that's what my problem is. If you thought that some of these girls were actual escorts have the conversation ahead of time, discuss the price, agree on the price, and no one's going to care. My man.
But like DJ Desire said, that's not the fun. That's the fun is just rolling the dice, and hey, it's going to be the same outcome no matter what, whether they escorts or not. This rocket ship
fun.
Is taking off. To
that's
you?
Not fun because it can be considered rape.
Yes, and it clearly was. But to you, it's not fun. To Deshaun Watson,
fun.
It was fun. To you.
I don't understand. If you know a girl is going to give you some ass, if you go to a club and you know, hey, this girl's in here. We all been in there. College, this girl's in here. I know at the end of the night, I can get some ass from her. If you find a girl that you're not 100% sure that you're going to get some ass for, and you do get some ass for, is that ass better just because you didn't know you was going to get it?
Let me ask you this. When you're playing a game or doing something, anything competitive, is it better to know that you're going to win the outcome because the person is no competition, or do you want a competitive game where you don't know if you're going to win or lose?
I don't look at getting pussy as a competitive competition, though.
Well, see, that's the difference. It's not about getting pussy. It's, hey, is this – I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but we're going to go out here and see. It's the unknown.
I want – what do you call it? What do women got to give? Consent. I want consent. I want to know I can win the game before I step on the field. Let me know so I know if I need to buy these drinks or not. Because if I'm not going to win at the end of this game – I keep my money in my pocket. I can get drunk by myself and masturbate. But if I know I'm going to step on this court and get a W, then, hey, we can go get some rum and Cokes and some, you know, strawberry lemonade and popcorn shrimp. I don't want no mystery, but maybe I'm different.
And if you Deshaun Watson, it's
Let me just get Eastside Gun. I'm going to come to you, Blair, and then we're going to be out. Eastside Gun, you guys think on Deshaun Watson?
Not really. He got some issues, but I don't care if they suspend him the whole season. Bills Mafia.
Right back to it. Blair, what you got? Finish this up, and then we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, I was just saying, if you're Deshaun Watson, you don't care if they give you consent or not because you. It's going to be the same outcome. You're going to get what you came for, whether the consent is given or not, because you. I mean, they ain't got to give you the green light. If you could run the red light and you get to where you got to go, either way, no consequences. And I'm pretty sure a lot of times he got off with this without having any consequences until now.
See? I mean, you should have got consent. You should have stopped at the red light. I miss old little Kim. Old little Kim looked good, man. She was a cutie pie. I mean, she had to fix her teeth. Her teeth were a little fucked up. But she didn't have to do anything else. Old little Kim look good. All right, we're out of here, man. Good show tonight. It's been fun. A little bit all over the place. We got through a bunch of topics finally. We finally didn't get stuck on one topic, and we got through about 10 good topics tonight. So we're almost caught up from the 2 weeks that we're gone. We still got to talk about the teacher shortage. We never talked about Usher and Eat the Beat. I'm going to put my head in places I've never seen before. Like, that's a perfect description of eating a beat, which is a good, you know, strategy when you're in the clubs. I wouldn't advise it, but I know a lot of people who've had success. Marshawn Lynch got arrested. For DUI, he was passed out in a car without a wheel. We got to discuss that. Yeah, he didn't have a wheel on the side of his car. So he probably got in an accident, got stuck there, and just went to sleep. Yeah. And we never talked about Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan and if we're going to go to war with China because of that. We still got some other topics that we need to discuss, but we're almost caught up, man. It's been good rapping y'all tonight. Hope y'all have a good week. Had fun. My man, Eastside Gun, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Nah, I don't have anything. I'm good.
Okay. What? Me what? All right, we good. All right, Eastside Gun, thanks for joining us. DJ C. Siren. Hey, they want to say
I want to talk with Blur about Ezra Miller next week.
Another raping man.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't he raping dudes?
He's raping whatever he can get his hands on. No, it's girls. But he is not. He does not. He doesn't want anyone. But you know, so the Flash and DC and he's been problematic. So why is it taking them so long to get to this point?
We've had this discussion on a group text.
So Ezra Miller?
Yeah, because you know Blur and Fat Dude and Minivan, they're all big Men in Tights fans. So you know, I jump into conversation when I can. But we've had this conversation about Ezra. But we can put it on the table for next week. I think Blur would be excited about the topic. He likes dudes in tights that are superheroes.
Yeah. So, all right. Good night. All
right. I ain't got shit. Blur, you got anything?
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to talk about Ezra Miller. It's funny because we talked about in the group text, and I said before, I don't think enough people know what's going on with dude or them because he goes by D-Day or them or whatever. So I don't think enough people know until recently, this most recent thing. Now it's more mainstream. So definitely want to get into that. Yo, anybody got a chance, look up The Line. It's a new city thing that they're building over in Dubai or Abu Dhabi somewhere. It's a community 2 miles high. It's a single line, no cars, across the entire desert. Everybody's supposed to live in there. Look at, I want to see if anybody's willing to live in The Line, is what they're calling it. It's like a big wall, community wall that stretches all the way across the desert. Self-sustained, there's mirrors on either side of it, so you're not going to be able to really see it. It's crazy. But, yeah, man, everybody be accountable for themselves. Put yourself first sometimes, man. It's not selfish. It's not selfish to put yourself first sometimes. Peace and blessings.
All right, New York, New York, take us out.
Man, I'm going to keep it short, simple, and sweet. You know what I mean? Any shorty that's rocking, you know what I mean? Any type of clothes, any type of jewelry, any type of anything, you know what I mean? From a past relationship, give it back. Give it back. Your new man don't deserve that. Your new man don't deserve that. You know what I mean? Other than that, you know what I mean? Drink water, stay blessed, save the bees, donate your clothes to Goodwill. Other than that, you know what I mean? I look forward to the conversation next week. You are?
Don't donate the clothes that he gave you. Give it back to him. Donate the other clothes. Get my shit back. I want my mesh towels. All you
get. It's really cool. I can't find the girl. So. Open the gate.